Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Cozar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Sierratt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colaway. The throw from Early and he is safe. Colaway steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright who is chasing the ball. Cozar reaches third base with a triple. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball towards left field. Cohn makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Cohn. Wright moves to third. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Yost reaches third base with a triple. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kozar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Early and he is out, Kozar applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kozar hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 1 in the game. Weigel hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Early moves to third. Hudson moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Early scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gettle. Hudson moves to third. Yost moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettle bunts in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callaway for the out. Michaels moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-2 in the game. Wooten strikes out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lupien bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive towards third. Yost catches it and throws to first to double up Lupien. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 2 in the game. Weigel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weigel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Hudson reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cohn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cohn scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 3 in the game. Wooten takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kozar strikes out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. There goes Wooten trying to get to home. Philly throws the ball into Callaway who relays the ball to Weigel who tags Wooten, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 4-0, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Al Gettle. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Senators. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Orville Grove now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson pinch hits for Ralph Weigel. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marino Pieretti pinch runs for Aaron Robinson. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.